The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 21. When the rain finally ceased, it did so all of a sudden, and what remained was a kind of steaming mist, so that one could still not see very clearly where one was. Where this one was the very edge of the very swamp I had left so happily earlier in the day. It seems that somehow in the confusion of the storm, I'd gotten turned completely around and headed back in the direction from which I had just come. It really was most irritating. As the mist slowly cleared, I realized not only was I back on the edge of the great swamp, but I was all alone, and there was not a soul of my party, not even Mr. Freddy Bananas III, in sight. I hesitated briefly. I was unsure as to the best course of action. Actually, I wasn't unsure. I just didn't want to do what I knew I had to do. There was simply nothing for it but to head back out across the plain once again in the general direction of the lesser hills and hope somehow to come across my companions en route. My first trip across this plain had been the pleasantest part of the expedition thus far, but this, my second trip across it, was less so. I was trying to make good time, hieing my camel along, not only because I was afraid of being left alone out in the middle of nowhere after it got dark, but also because I was carrying little in the way of food, only a few sesame snaps, and it was fast approaching dinner time. I imagined that my companions, once they discovered I was missing, would set up camp and wait for me to return. No doubt, I believe, they would start a fire, cook up a nice meal of some beans, maybe brew up some tea, or perhaps even a nice cup of postum, and settle in to await my return. No idea why I thought that. Nothing in my experience with those people to that point of my acquaintance with them would indicate that particular fantasy as being a likely course of events. It was much more likely that all of them, scattered and driven off course by the storm as I was, would be racing around willy-nilly in all directions, frantically searching for one another, in an ever-increasing state of panic. How much more likely? Well, there was 100% chance that that was the case. That is to say, at that very moment, as my camel and I were hurrying across that well-traveled plain, Roger, Alvy, Sammy, Hobie, and Mr. Freddy Bananas III were scattered over the plain, the lesser hills, the woods nearby, and flailing about blindly. The only one who wasn't panicking was the imperturbable chimp. He was merely along for the ride.